I was thinking, we do have pivot positions for all the face bones and all the new bones, but we actually don't use them because DAE files just ignore those pivot positions. Could there be a way that we could have like a little option in the upload window to say that this particular mesh uses a pivot position? That way, if we come up like, say, the jawbone, you guys were thinking about wanting to move the jawbone to have a different pivot position. If we could come up with a wider consensus for where the pivot position should be, we could make the pivot position different in the avatar skeleton file, but then we would need an option in the upload window to say this mesh uses the pivot positions, not the position values. Then people would have two different options of rigging a mesh to be working with the position values or rigging a mesh to working with the pivot values. That way we wouldn't actually be adding any new bones or anything like that, but we would have two different options. I don't know if that's even possible, but it's something
that's what I was saying, doing relative positions for not just animation files, but also for mesh would just be absolutely amazing. Because it would free all of us headmakers up to just move bones where they need to be for a specific head.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds almost like what you want is a position override that has different semantics from what we have now, right? The current position override is intended more for non-humans, where you're saying, well, you know, I don't want all of this stuff that the skeleton is trying to do by default. I just want to take the bone and put it here and have it stay here. Whereas what you're really talking about is wanting to change kind of the starting location from that everything else kind of gets built on top of, right? That, you know, then would get affected by sliders and animations and stuff.
Yeah, that would be, because we do want the sliders to work, since everyone did all that work on making the sliders work in the first place. If we just, you know, disable them in the heads that we make, then that ruins it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That, you know, having a way to define the sort of starting location of the bones would probably not be as hairy as trying to have relative offsets in relative translations in animations. I guess the biggest question there would be how hard it would be to fit it into the mesh file itself. You'd have to have some way to specify that. Do you want to write up a Jira for that? Just submit a bug describing the use case, and we can kind of get it in the
I can do that
in the pipeline. The more sort of more we have concrete examples of what it would help with, that would also be good.
Sure.
The whole thing with facial sliders and trying to customize human avatars is it's kind of a work in progress. It wasn't really something that we'd even originally planned to do for Bento, and then it turned out to be possible to make quite a bit of headway with it. Once folks started working on the sliders, but it still doesn't interact with the rest of the system exactly the way that it probably would if we'd designed the whole thing from scratch. So we're really just trying to kind of find the best approach now that lets people do interesting things with mesh heads without having to kind of redesign the whole avatar system, which is definitely not on the table right now.
It would also improve how these unusual avatars work too. I mean, because then we would have more sliders that we could use too. So I'm not against doing whatever it takes to make that all happen.